60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. And for the first time ever, the world just found out a very important piece of news. Oh. And I'm not sure if anyone in this room has heard it yet.
Really?
Okay.
We just learned how much money YouTube makes in a single year.
Oh, I don't want to know. Ooh. Oh, it's going to hurt my brain.
Is it in the trillions?
It's so much money.
The answer is pretty astounding.
And it's all our fault.
$6.
What?
What?
All from old Justin Bieber videos.
Shut up. I believed you for a hot second. I really did. I was like, wait, are they a nonprofit?
One of those, like, in-debt companies?
Yeah.
No, really, YouTube is enormous. And just through paid ads alone, last year, the streaming website brought in $15 billion in ad revenue.
God.
That's almost double what they made the year before.
You know, so many YouTubers heard that and were like, wait a minute, yeah. I'm not getting that much.
Next time I get 100 views, I'm going to ask them, like,
yeah,
wait a minute,
hey.
Guys.
They also brought in $3 billion in non-advertising revenue for things like paid subscriptions.
Oh, okay. Man.
I bet you didn't know. They have over 20 million users on YouTube Music that pay on a monthly basis for their subscription.
Really?
Dude,
I don't even
YouTube
know what that
music?
Is. Yeah, what is that?
I thought there was YouTube Red. I didn't know there was YouTube Music.
So YouTube Red is also called Premium now. I think they switched it. But you know you're rich when you're
paying
spending money
for YouTube.
On YouTube.
After hearing all this, the person who's definitely kicking themselves the most is our own Jose Bolaños.
Yeah.
You may not know this, but he came up with an idea years ago to upload videos onto a website, but he was tripping balls.
That's true.
And he forgot, and he missed his alarm, and then forgot to set it up.
He was going
to
call it Purple Elephant Tube, is what he was going to call it.
So he missed out on that one. But Jose's come up with other great ideas while under the influence.
Have I?
Yeah, you came up with Doritos in taco form.
Oh my gosh.
That was your idea.
You are a genius.
Think about it, guys.
But again, tripping balls.
Yeah.
So wrote it down on a napkin and found it in his microwave years later.
Wow.
But
like,
if you,
all geniuses.
It's true. But if you know Jose like we do, he's not done yet.
Am I not?
No. He's coming up with his next billion-dollar idea.
Am I?
I've already heard about it. You probably forgot that you told me
this.
Edible bed sheets.
Ooh.
In either sour cream and onion flavor or spicy tuna.
That sounds so disgusting. I hope you're not a sweaty sleeper.
Yeah, that would burn.
But then when he gets the late night munchies, he doesn't have to get out of bed.
That's
he can
true.
Just nom 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 right there.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to wash my bed sheets anymore. I can just eat them.
A girl comes in, what happened to your bed sheets? Oh, I ate half of them last night.
Yeah.
If you're interested, go to Kickstarter and support Jose's idea before he gets too high and forgets again.
Okay.
All right, let's get into your shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw a name out of this bucket to find out who gets asked the trivia question. If we get it right, we won't get shocked. But if we get it wrong, we'll get electrocuted to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want us to hear while we're getting zapped with that shock collar? Brooke's drawing a name out of the hat because she had it last. And who'd you get?
Well, she says Jose Cutie Patootie Bolaño.
Oh, cutie patoots.
I don't know who wrote that for you.
Let's put that shock collar on that cutie. Little neck. Digital Jake, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Special effects in film are now the norm and have advanced tremendously over the last 30 years. But did you know, before computer generation became the norm, executive producer Steven Spielberg was working on a movie in the 80s that could have really used some CGI. But because it wasn't invented yet, the production crew tried to achieve Spielberg's vision by putting a monkey in a helmet and costume. But that didn't work, so they quickly pivoted and used a puppet instead. What movie was it?
Oh, I feel like this one's easy. I don't know for sure, but I feel like my instinct is right on this one.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't even tell you because I think that it's too right.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, a monkey in a helmet should give it away immediately. And you think Spielberg in the
80s. Yeah.
One film that comes to mind is...
Star Wars.
E.T.
Oh!
Because E.T. looks like a little monkey.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. But it probably wasn't very legal to have a monkey ride in a bike across the sky. I don't know.
I bet it was legal back then.
Yeah.
I bet now it's not.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's really good. I wasn't thinking E.T. I thought 80s. I just thought Star Wars right away.
Which isn't bad.
Which came out in the 70s, though.
No, there's Star Wars in the 80s, too. Ewoks were definitely 80s.
But the original, right?
The original one came out in the 70s.
Is that Spielberg, though?
That's George Lucas.
Yeah, that's not...
and Spielberg?
No.
No. Hold on. Was it something he was actually working on, or was it something they could have used him
for? No, it was his film.
Let's ask the question one more time.
Yeah, that'll help.
Before modern movie special effects were the norm, Steven Spielberg attempted to use a monkey wearing a costume and helmet in one of his films. But when that didn't work, they settled on a puppet instead, and the rest is history. You need to tell me what movie I'm talking about. And Jose, I'll give you a little hint. Steven Spielberg directed E.T., but I'm talking about a movie he executive produced.
What's another creature movie from the 80s? The Dark Crystal. Anybody with me?
That's what I was thinking about. I was like, what's the Jim Henson movie with all the puppets?
I wasn't alive during this time, so you guys have to tell me.
I don't even remember either.
You're on the right track.
I'm sorry.
Thinking of creature movies.
Creature movies.
I was in single digits.
Muppets.
Freaking age shame me all the time. I swear on my life.
I think I'm going to go, just because it makes the most sense, I'm still going to stick with E.T. I really
but
thought it was going to
be
Yoda.
He told you it wasn't E.T.
It's not.
I tried.
The Dark Crystal.
You're going E.T. with your
I'm
final
sticking
answer.
I'm sticking with E.T. I think he's
Oh, my God.
He's trying to trick me.
Get the shot caller ready. Prior to CGI becoming so advanced, Steven Spielberg was producing a movie that needed some creatures involved, and the crew's first plan was to use monkeys wearing helmets and costumes. But when that idea failed, they went to puppets instead to create the iconic 80s comedy horror movie Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins. That would have been a lot scarier if it was monkeys and helmets.
I don't know if I saw that movie.
I don't know what that movie is, but
it
sounds terrifying.
God, you guys.
Bro, I don't even remember.
All right, so we didn't get it right.
Freaking remote.
And that means Jose gets shocked while singing the song. Someone wanted you to sing Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega.
Do you even know what that is? You guys are so young.
Yeah. I mean, I was born like 5 years ago. All right, ready? A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see.